La 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 do. La la
What am I gonna listen to later?
I tell you all my secrets. All right, didn't break the microphones, we're good.
Ooh la la. Ooh la la. Ooh la la.
October? Is that you? It's fall, you guys, and this is the first Abby Eats St. Louis small bite of the month of October of the never-ending summer that existed in 2019, or after the never-ending summer. My goodness, I didn't think we'd ever see the day, but we want to make sure you seize it now that it's here. I'm Abby Larico, along with producer Dory Olmos.
Hey, I don't know if you want to get ahead of yourself too much.
I know.
We could probably still see some
We're recording
St. Louis.
We're recording this on Thursday when it's starting to cool down a little bit. Chester gave me the quick update on the forecast, and I couldn't keep up. It was one of those. He's like, well, we're going to have a cool front and then a hot front and then a cool front. And so, you know what? Bust out the flannels, but keep the flip-flops handy, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's what you got to do here in St. Louis. But we are talking about the weekend ahead, of course, also looking back at the week that was with our episode this week, kicking off Filipino-American History Month. We talked about Filipino food. Dory, you, I know, have mentioned Gorilla Street food a couple times.
Definitely.
As your best thing you had to eat this week. It's been the best thing I've been eating my entire life. Filipino food, that is.
I am so jealous now.
I know. It's funny because I talk to my grandmother all the time, who was featured briefly at the top of the podcast, and she just always talks about how when I was little, she would feed me sinigang and rice and all of these other foods. And that's maybe why I'm not a picky eater now, and why because I was exposed to so many different flavors. And I'm also, I am shedding light on my half Filipino side, but I'm also half Polish. My, you know, Polish side, my grandmother there feeding me Polish food as a kid. So I've never really been raised to be picky. I've always had a little bit of a exposure to very different types of food. So
I'm very jealous because I grew up a very picky eater, and I still am now, but I am exploring a little bit more. And one of them has been Filipino food over the last year or two. Yeah.
I think the interesting thing is when people, a couple of years ago even, people would ask me what Filipino food was. And it was really hard for me to describe because, you know, it's not spicy. People automatically assume that maybe it's spicy, kind of like a Thai food.
Yeah.
Or they ask if it's kind of like Chinese food. And it's, you know,
it's really not.
It's not. Filipino food is a combination of kind of what you think of as Asian food and what you think of as Spanish food, you know. Because of, if you don't know the background of the history of the Philippines, it's part Asian, part Spanish. You know, it was colonized by Spain. And with the connection to the United States, I'm just really excited in the fact that, you know, Filipinos were U.S. nationals for a long time. And I'm excited to see that now people are getting more and more exposed to Filipino food, whether or not they know a Filipino person or have tried it. You know, maybe they tried it at a restaurant. I'm getting asked. The long and short of that is fewer people ask me what Filipino food is.
That is a good thing. Yeah, it's very accessible now, especially here in St. Louis.
Here in St. Louis, for sure. And it's just exciting. I mean, ever since we started this podcast, this was definitely a topic that I've wanted to cover. It's close to my heart, and it's been fun.
I love that you featured your grandma in it, and your sister. It was so cute. What's a pop tent?
Yeah, I know. She's just like, she was just like, pop cup, pop cup. And
sweet.
It was so funny. And then when she was interrupting me when I was asking my sister all these things, it was fun. And I also have a picture that I'm going to share on our Instagram because it's really sweet. So Joel of Gorilla Street, his parents know my mama. And so she, you know, Filipinos, a lot of times everybody knows somebody who knows somebody in the St. Louis community, at least. And I have a picture of when she realized he had a successful food empire, because I don't want to just say restaurant because of the fact that, you know, it's also the trucks. The look on her face is pretty good.
It is cute.
I'll just say that. It's a cute little picture.
And she was like, this guy?
She's like, what? You know, I remember. He didn't know what was up, but he does. And so it's also cool. Shout out to Joel because, by the way, not only was he a wonderful podcast guest, but apparently he's a listener. He shared with us.
Yes. I think we were internally fangirling just a little bit when he told us that meeting.
I know. That's kind of my dream is to be, you know, the more and more people that I meet who already know who we are, I'm like, awesome. Sounds good to me. So make sure you have listened to that Filipino podcast that we had. My alternative title to that was going to be Filipino Podcast because that's how my grandma would probably pronounce it if she knew how to pronounce it, really. And I just also want to say getting you know, the feedback from people has been really, really awesome. I wanted to share one that Dory and I got over our Instagram, because that's the whole reason we do these kind of things before we get into the food news and the events that are happening this weekend. We got this really fun message on our Instagram. Hi, Abby and Dory. You've been my weekend planner from Clementine's to Taste of St. Louis, where I had my first narwhal, to Oktoberfest in Belleville and now Q in the Loo. My Friday morning drive to work is listening to you fill me in on the cool things to do. And soon Filipino food? OMG. One of my favorite food memories was eating at Jeepney in New York City's East Village with about 12 friends. Food was spread out along the table on banana leaves, and we ate for hours, it seemed. You probably did eat for hours. One of the hardest things about moving home to St. Louis was missing the New York City food scene. Thanks for bringing the St. Louis food scene alive for me. That is from Beharine 2. Thank you so much. That's exactly what we want to hear when we do stories like the one we just had, and then when we do the weekend events and the food news and that kind of stuff like we're about to do here. So thank you. Keep the feedback coming. We really, really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, that one made me smile while I was enjoying my favorite thing that we'll get to here in a little bit.
Tease alert. But first, we got some news to go through, Dory.
It's October, right? So we're all in that kind of spooky Halloween feel, right? Well, there's a place where you can really go and, like, get into it. The Hideout is holding a Halloween pop-up bar. This is going to go from October 17th through November 6th. It's by the guys who are behind Retreat Gastropub. Oh, my goodness.
Easy for you to say.
And Yellow Belly. So you know it's going to be great. Great cocktails. I wrote down a couple of the ones that sounded really fun. The Ghost Malone.
Ah, I see what they
did. It had like some rum and some banana, I think, in it.
Tattoos optional, maybe?
Yes. Actually, no, it does come with a tattoo.
That's hilarious. Yes, it does. That's so funny.
They are going to have a take on PSL and a banana daiquiri.
Very delicious. Yes. Very good. And, you know, cool opportunity to see the Hideout, by the way, because this is kind of a special event space that Retreat and Yellow Belly's owners are kind of putting out there so you can have your own events and things. So this is a fun little way to get introduced to that. And they're going to do it with style, so that'd be cool.
Blue season now underway. They had the banner went up last night. We're officially in it. And if you're heading to a Blues game this year, which you absolutely should, there's a lot of new food that you'll be able to check out at the arena. One of the ones that I noticed, Farm Truck Food Truck, which I have not tried yet, but I keep wanting to, they're going to have a little pop-up there featuring some fresh local burgers, street tacos, and brisket mac and cheese, which sounds so good.
That does sound good. And also things like buffalo cauliflower wrap at a Blues game. I mean, I've always loved how Enterprise has like a lot of local stuff. The fact that you could get Sugar Fire there. The fact
Lion's
that you could
Choice.
Get Lion's Choice. Trops. That is fun. And then also just buffalo cauliflower wrap. That's one of I actually just bought a head of cauliflower, and I've been intending on trying to make homemade buffalo cauliflower because...
There you go.
For some reason, I think because I can talk about food, I can make it as well. So we'll try. We'll see. We'll see if that's any good. Also, Bailey's is having a burger battle. So Bailey's Range, of course, one of the restaurants of the big dynamic food group that includes... Oh, my gosh. The... Small Batch. They have Small Batch. They have the
Martini.
Crepe. Yeah. No. Is it?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Oh, yeah. Chocolate bar. You know, Bailey's Range is the like one of the big go-tos downtown. And they are having a burger battle in honor of their 8th anniversary. Dave Bailey is like phenomenal at just making business happen. And he's making business happen with other successful places. So Mission Taco is having a burger. Balkan Treat Box is having a burger. Nudo House is having a burger. And Grace, Meat and Three, is having a burger-ish. That's in quotes because it's actually fried chicken. So the whole point of all this is they're going to have these chefs from those restaurants making their burgers. And you can order any of those, and whichever one is ordered the most through the month of October wins. I think they've had this kind of competition in the past.
Yep.
But man, some of these sound good. Like Balkan Treat Box is having their, you know, it's cheese stuffed with all the different herbs that you come to know and love from their style of cooking. And then you've got Mission Taco with obviously taco seasoning on there, but taco sauce. Nudo House, that one's going to be really good, I think. Because like secret spice seasoned beef burger. And then you can't go wrong with Grace's fried chicken.
That one honestly kind of caught my eye the most, I think.
I'm going to have to try try a little bit of all these. And I think that one caught your eye the most for a reason, Dory.
Yeah, another reason. So last week on The Small Bite, I don't know if you guys remember, Abby, you were talking about, or we were both talking about Grace Meat and Through. So I'm like, I have not had this yet. I need to get there. We went Saturday morning. I got the spicy chicken, and it was so good.
Nice.
It doesn't look necessarily like fancier over the top, but then once you taste it, the spices in it are just perfect.
Yes.
We got a whole spread. The hash brown potatoes that they had were so good, too. So,
yes.
Oh, everything there was amazing.
Best thing you had to eat this week, for sure.
Definitely, yes. What was the best thing you had to eat this week?
I think it was probably the pasta con broccoli I got at Guido's on the Hill. It was just kind of perfect. It was a Sunday afternoon, just dinner with my grandmother and my sister, and we were sitting there. I hang out with my grandmas a lot. You guys are clearly learning. But it was great because my grandmother volunteers at the Botanical Garden, and just getting dinner with her right afterward and sitting outside, and the pasta was so good. And my sister also got the seafood pasta, and that was phenomenal. And I don't always get pasta when I go out just because it's so heavy and there's so much of it. But the best thing about that is that it's actually the best thing I had to eat this week twice because I had leftovers for lunch the next day.
Exactly.
Yes. But, you know, your best thing you had to eat actually inspired a lot of folks out there to talk about their favorite fried chicken. You posted this on Instagram.
Yes.
Heads up also for people who might not realize this. Dory and I both look at our Instagram. So I actually met this woman at an event last week, and she said, oh, I talked to you on Instagram, and you responded to me. And I felt so bad because I was like, oh, that was probably Dory. Actually, so the at Abby Eats St. Louis Instagram
both
is both of us managing it. So you might get one of us or the other of
us.
So.
But we're both great. So
yeah,
you can't go wrong.
There are no secrets between us anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah, so last week, I think I posted this like right after I enjoyed my Grace Meat and Three chicken. I wanted to know what you guys thought was the best chicken around. We had two people say Hodak.
Yes.
Classic.
I love Hodak.
Classic here in the city. I think this is, this is your mom-in-law.
Mom. I'm not married, Dory. If you cut this out of the podcast, I'm going to be really mad. You have to keep this in.
Okay, I'll leave it.
That's really good. I have a mother-in-law.
Well, your stepmom.
Yeah.
She said her house.
Oh! She does make really good fried chicken.
Yeah, okay.
She does make really good fried chicken. That's amazing.
I'm sorry. I'm so not with it today.
Cold medicine is a wonderful drug.
Adam said Pizza Ranch, which I've not heard of.
I've heard of it, but I've never had fried chicken from there. Interesting.
Yeah. And then somebody else for an out-of-state one said Uncle Nick's in Ohio. I don't know if that's his relative or if that's a place in Ohio, but there we go. Yeah.
We love it when you guys weigh in on what your thoughts are on our Instagram. Once again, we're at Abby Eats St. Louis. All right, this weekend, let's talk about the planner events. If the story episode this week really inspired you to flip the tables yourself, then the Filipino barbecue pop-up at Earthbound Kitchen is what you need to go to. The Fat and Calf is taking over. They're having barbecue served with jasmine rice, topped with garlic chips, paired with pickled papaya, and served on banana leaves. Hello.
This
is, yes, going to be delicious. This is at Earthbound Beer on Cherokee Street in South City. Once again, it is Filipino American History Month, so you're probably going to see a lot of Filipino-inspired foods at various places. So,
it's
going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
A couple Oktoberfest things for you guys to explore this weekend. Friday only, Pups on the Patio. They're having a Oktoberfest-themed event at the Purina Farms and Gray Summit. Mm-hmm. Tickets are required for this. You have to get them in advance. It's $25. This is a 21 and up only event. The tickets include a signature cocktail and food, lots of Oktoberfest-style food. Dogs are invited, but a couple of things you guys need to know. You cannot take retractable leashes.
You can't let them run free.
Can't let them run free. And then they need to be up to date on their vaccines and have a visible rabies ID.
I don't think that they have to be 21 in dog years or in regular life years.
Just
human. If you're going to walk on two legs, then you need to be 21 or
exactly,
up.
Exactly, yes. And one other Oktoberfest event at the zoo.
And animal-themed also. Yes,
also animal-themed. At the zoo, this is Saturday and Sunday Zootoberfest. They're going to have all the classic Oktoberfest type things there for the kids and the adults alike.
Very cool. And then quick mention for the final food truck Friday of 2019. We always like to give them a shout out. Tower Grove Park from 3 to 7. You're going to see like Four Hands and Narwhals and Clementines, a.k.a. Abby Eats St. Louis alumni that'll be there. Here's a cool event happening on Saturday at Ballpark Village. You need tickets for this one as well, but you can support the ALS Association of St. Louis at the St. Louis Wine Walk. Ballpark Village, they'll have obviously wine, they'll have small plates of food, and it's just a fun time of year to get downtown, and this is a slightly different type of event you can do that for, so that'll be cool. And then Dora, I'll quickly also mention the Best of Missouri Market at the Missouri Botanical Garden. Some really cool artisans are going to be there. I know a few of them personally, and it's definitely going to be worth your time, especially if you can get there during a window where it's cooled off a little bit this weekend.
Yes.
More than 130 producers, food producers, artisans, of course, as I mentioned, are going to be there. I mean, from all over the state, it's going to be kind of cool. So live, they'll, of course, have live music. They'll have a food court with all the different food options, wine, beer, spirits. And like most events at the Botanical Garden, there is a ticketed price for this. But if you're a garden member, you can get into this one for free. As we always like to mention, make sure you double check with the event, the venue, the host, et cetera, to make sure nothing has changed. But we think that any of that stuff would be fun for you to do this weekend.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to mention something that if you're feeling really extra spooky and daring, there is an event that's kind of happening throughout the entire month. And it is, I didn't tell you about this one ahead of time, Dory, but remember when I got the Humble Brag 30 Under 30 Award? There was a woman named Sarah there who was there because she launched a specific type of product. Do you remember what it was?
I think I have a feeling. And if you're talking something spooky or kind of creepy, crawly, maybe?
Yep. She is the one who has founded Cricket Cereal. And they're definitely going to be the subject of a future podcast. But in the meantime, they're having a cricket challenge the entire month of October. More than 40 bars, restaurants, and cafes are putting something with crickets on them. So you'll see this all over the place. And the whole point is to educate St. Louisans about, like, why crickets
should be eaten.
Shoot, I want to know why crickets. But as a, quote, delicious and sustainable source of protein. And to put St. Louis on the innovation map as a leader of sustainable food systems. So, you know, hashtag cricket challenge. Post your pictures. You could win prizes. If you see something with a cricket on the menu at a local restaurant, this is why. Dory, we're going to have to try that one out.
Okay.
Maybe you'll see a hashtag cricket challenge coming to an Instagram post near you.
I'm bracing myself already.
You know I'm going to force you to do that,
I know,
right?
You are, yeah.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Well, you'll have to see how that turns out on our Instagram at Abby Eats St. Louis. Send us an email, podcast@ksdk.com. Please make sure you are subscribed to the podcast. Give us a review. Give us a rating. Give us a high five emoji in our DMs. Whatever. We just love hearing from you all, and we hope that you have a wonderful first weekend of October. Let's hope it's the first of a cooler time
of
year.
Oh, yes, please. We are so ready for it.
We are ready for it. I'm ready to, like, be able to bake something in my oven.
Ooh, yes, yeah, like, and not sweat.
And not, yes, exactly. Whatever it is you're doing this weekend, make sure you seize the plate.